I am not a morning person. It is so serious that I would be willing to bet a month of Sundays that any of our friends and family who just heard me say that actually responded and agreed out loud. Now, I am productive in the mornings. I get a lot done before 8 a.m. I work out, I do my prayers, I plan my day, have breakfast, coffee, shower. Right now, I'm planning this podcast episode. You see, the thing is, I like to do all of that with as few words spoken as possible. Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Cancer podcast. This podcast is hosted by Amy Dover and Jose Rosa. I, Amy, am or was Jose's caregiver, depending upon what episode you're listening to. You see, the thing that frustrated us most about our new journey was the fact that there really wasn't a guidebook to tell us how to get through it. While this podcast won't be a complete guidebook, given that everyone's diagnosis, treatment, care plans, responses, etc., are all very different, it is, however, our sincere hope that you find nuggets in the stories told that will help you to navigate your journey as a caregiver. Now, here's our disclaimer. The content that you will hear in this podcast are stories of how others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. We would be more than thrilled if you found a nugget that you believe would help you, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. What can I say? I like my quiet mornings. They set the tone for my whole day, because all day, every day, people need something from me, or I need to talk to someone in order to get my work done. So I set boundaries anytime before 8 a.m., and that is my time. If you're a caregiver listening to this, you may say, there's no way that I can do that. And that's okay. I'm not asking you to. I'm simply sharing what works for me. I realize that my household probably looks different than yours. Jose and I are the only two humans in our house. We don't have family nearby, and for the most part, it really is just us. And we've been together long enough for him to know that I need my quiet mornings. So unless he truly needs something from me in the mornings, he keeps his word count low. The point of me telling you this is not to put all of my neuroses on blast. It's to say that I'm very clear on what I need, and I know that I cannot deplete myself so much that I'm cranky or off my game. You, my friend, cannot deplete yourself so much that you are not your best for your family. Mornings may not be your thing. Maybe you need to schedule a yoga class once a week or a night out with your pals. Wine with the girls or a beer with the guys does wonders to recharge the batteries. Take a moment. Right now, take a moment and think about what fuels or refuels you. Don't let cancer take that away from you. I know you love your loved one immensely, and you cannot give your best to them if you are not at your best. You are not being selfish for wanting a moment to yourself. This is true in general. Most parents also need to hear this message. Boundaries are healthy, and self-care is a necessity. You may need to schedule childcare or have a loved one come over to sit with your cancer patient while you do this. Do it. It's worth it. Here's the thing. Your friends and family, they want to help you. And I'd be willing to bet that you run such a tight ship that they just don't know how. You have to tell them how. It is your household. I mean, I bet that your sister wouldn't mind picking up your kid from school, you know, once a week or so. I bet she'd actually like that time with your kids. Remember that this is temporary. You're not burdening people by asking for a favor. They truly do want to help you. They love you. It would bless them immensely to know that they could be a blessing to you. Don't block their blessing. I'm going to give you an assignment. Yep, a little bit of homework today. I want you to make a list of things that fuel your soul. Then I want you to schedule one thing on that list this week. If you also have to schedule daycare or a family member to come over, do it. I promise you'll thank yourself later. The key to successfully and routinely blocking time for self-care is communication. I've had conversations with Jose about how important my mornings are to me. He used to say that I'm grumpy in the mornings. But you know what? I will not allow someone to label me with a negative word because I'm willing to ask for what I want. Now the narrative from both Jose and I are that I need my quiet mornings. He understands the need. It will be up to you to frame that conversation with your loved ones. Share the importance of self-care. If you're a parent, this is a great way to open a dialogue with your kids about making everyone's mental and emotional health a priority, even during cancer. Cancer is like anything else, and it will take as much as you are willing to allow. You have to set those boundaries. Schedule your self-care. Start a dialogue in your household about the importance of mental, physical, and emotional health. Remember that self-care is not selfish. Your self-care is the best gift that you can give to your family. The content in this podcast consists of stories of how we and others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. If you found a nugget that you believe will help you and your loved one in your cancer journey, we are thrilled, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. This podcast is brought to you by Larrick Point Consulting. Larrick Point guides business owners in developing streamlined operating procedures. For help developing new workflows and even outsourcing operational activities, visit them at larrickpointconsulting.com. If you like what you've heard today and want more, be sure and subscribe so that you get alerts for new episodes. Until next time, Jose and I are sending you much love and prayers for healing.